Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only
Kevin Sampson,
who's back talking the DC Black Film Festival, which is back for its second year now.
Second year, Jason.
Congrats, by the way.
I appreciate that.
Because I know it was a huge launch doing the inaugural one last year, but now we're in year two. Again, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. But now that you're in year two, I mean, how much are you expecting it to grow? Or, you know, what sort of things do you learn after doing a film festival the first time last year?
Yeah, so, like, I've been telling everybody, first year is writing the rules, right? Like, you're literally writing the emails and the manuscript, everything, like, communication. Second year is improving on it. So I feel like it's been great because, you know, we grew in terms of submissions, like entries and everything. I think a lot more people were responsive because, you know, the first year is that proof of concept. So I'm looking forward to it. We actually have, you know, a celebrity special guest coming in, Sanford Green, which we'll talk about more later. So, yeah, it's grown a little bit. And next year, I think it'll be, like, even bigger. By year four, I think it'll be like, oh, DC Black Film Festival is in town.
So you're on the four-year plan.
Right.
Hey, I mean, judging off of last year, the night I was there, I mean, I think you're already well on your way, sir. So yeah. How many submissions did we get this year compared to last year?
Last year was like 120, and this year was 150 plus.
Okay.
So,
and what do you have to whittle that down to?
This year is 45.
Okay.
So we're showing 45 films. You know,
from all over the world or mostly from
we get submissions from all over, which is awesome. And yeah, man, like I'm just always amazed at like the submissions that come through. Even sometimes like the ones that don't get in for, you know, whatever programming reason, like there's still some that you're like, I always feel like Schindler from like Schindler's List. Like I'm like, can I just sell my ring for more rental?
I could have got one more film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, all right, well, I want to go into some of those movies first. I definitely want to go through the slate. But first, before we do that, tell me about the venue and how happy you are to be back at the Miracle Theater again. It's on Barracks Row. I used to live over there, so I'm partial to that area.
Yeah.
But I love it. Explain, you know, how it used to be a church, and I think it still is, right?
Yeah, it is. So it's also known as the Theater Church. Okay. And basically, you know, they're showing, like, second-run films during the week and on the weekends as well. But, yeah, the Miracle Theater is amazing. The staff over there is amazing. Shout out to Juliette Main.
Juliette Main.
They always, you know, just open arms, bring us in. It's a beautiful theater in and of itself. And, you know, films look great, sounds great. It's a great place for having Q&As and everything. Like, I highly recommend it, but I don't want to recommend it because, like, I want to keep the theater to myself. But, you know, it's a
secret's
great place.
Gonna be out. By year four, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Secret's already out.
Exactly.
Well, you're on TOP. It's going to be out. Sorry, man. Are you going to get up? My favorite part, the movies were great, too, but I loved watching you get up and introduce it, and you even sang a little bit. You had a rap.
I did have a rap again? I had a rap last year. I mean, I want to keep every year I like want to open up with something.
Yeah.
This year I don't want
to
spoil but I'm going to do something.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do something.
Well, that's cool because when people come out to the DC Black Film Fest, we want them to always have that anticipation on what is that crazy guy going to do this year?
Exactly.
What's Kevin got under his sleeve this year?
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, well, without further ado, let's go into the movies. And let's go chronologically. So what are some of the highlights on Thursday, opening night?
So opening night we have our Going At It Alone, and it's basically films that deal with like the journey and self-discovery. We have three short films and then followed by a feature film Animator. And Jason, like the three short films, like everything is like different. One Chance is about a boxer who's like, you know, finds out he has health issues and yet he still wants to box.
Odyssey, is it mostly in the ring, outside the ring?
It's in and outside the ring. And you'll recognize some of like the trainer and everything. He's been in films in Baltimore and stuff like that. And yeah, so it's like a really, like it's 22 minutes, but like I want to see a feature made off of it. There's one called Odyssey and it's basically Uber, but it's called Odyssey, and it just kind of follows, you know, one lady's kind of car ride, the characters that she meets. It really highlights the DC area, which is really cool.
What was that Jarmusch movie? Night on Earth. Do you remember that? Anyway.
Or
Taxi Driver, but a little different.
Yeah. Shrunk into 3 minutes. Then we got Ted Adams' Othello-san, which is a really great film. And then, like I said, Roberta Jones, animator. And basically, it's about an artist who can draw and erase the past through his drawing. So,
oh, cool.
Kind of learning, like, if you have the power to wield, you know, whatever you want, like, what kind of responsibility that means. So that's our opening night at the Miracle Theater. It's going to be dope.
And we're going to have a red carpet? Or are we going to have...
We're going to have a red carpet. Megan Caulfield will be out on the red carpet hosting Thursday night.
She does great interviews.
She
get
does.
Get out there and get early for the red carpet with Megan.
Yeah, exactly. And then our boy... Dean Rogers of the Rogers Review. He'll
Dean
be out
on
there
the scene.
On Friday. Yeah, exactly.
Go talk to Dean on the scene and Megan Caulfield and Kevin Sampson.
Yeah.
It's the place to be. You got to be on Barracks Row.
I love you, man.
I love you too, man. Is that all for Thursday? What about Friday? Second day?
Yeah, so Friday we kind of open up Friday morning with a History and Hidden Figures block. And so basically we're going to be able to see some films about historical figures that, you know, we don't often hear about. And so we have some great documentaries, Deeds Not Words.
What's that one about?
Deeds Not Words is basically about a guy named Robert Madison who overcame significant economical and social barriers to achieve the American dream. It's a really good documentary. It's about an hour long. I think people will really enjoy that, as well as Agents of Change, which kind of goes back to the civil rights and black power movements in the 1960s, but then correlates to Black Lives Matter today. That's by Abby Ginsberg. And then Padlock Men, Louis T. Powell, who people might have seen in CSI. He's born and raised in D.C. He decided, you know, let me put the acting hat on and my producer and director hat.
Yeah.
And it's a really good short narrative about four guys. And I'll let folks figure out who they are.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. But it kind of ties into Black Klansmen in terms of, like, trying to uncover what's going on with the Klan, in a sense. So, yeah, you definitely got to check that out.
Especially everything that just went down on the National Mall over this past weekend.
Yes.
Are we in 2018? Like, where are we? What is going on here? But that makes going to make that movie even more powerful.
Exactly. And I think even the weekend is going to be powerful because, Jason, I've been thinking about this a lot, right? So even in terms of, like, doing press and interviews.
Right.
Like, why is the DC Black Film Festival important? Well, it's important because we can have a safe space where people can come see movies, Q&A with the filmmakers afterwards, and then even having conversations after the lights, you know, come back up. So I think it's great because, one, it gives representation for people of African descent on the big screen, but then also education and cultural exchange for people of other ethnicities. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think, you know, film festivals are hugely important for that.
Absolutely. Anything else on Friday we want to talk about?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I want to talk about everything. We got, like, our Love and Heartbreak block that comes up after that one. And that's just dealing with films about, you know, love and the heartbreak that sometimes comes with it. Oh, man, like, so many good ones in there. I think the filmmakers would probably be mad if I didn't give them the shout-outs.
Right.
But, you know, like...
Go for it.
So we kick it off with Thurman Comes Home, which is a really cool one about a homeless guy that kind of reflects upon his life. Leah Johnson directed Loose, Keep It Tight. She was actually in last year. So it's kind of cool to see some of these filmmakers come back with their next project.
Watch them grow.
Exactly. Rumination, Chad Eric Smith. Shout out to Chad. He has been doing really well with this film. Like, it's just making the circuit. He was at Martha's Vineyard last weekend for the Martha's Vineyard African American Film Festival.
Nice.
For the Love of Music is Cuddy Q. If folks that watch Power, now I know this is a certain demographic, but Power on Stars, Andrea Rachel, she stars in this. This is a really powerful, challenging film about a girl who kind of grows up in the foster care system in New York and the bad things that kind of can happen while you're, you know, lost in the system.
Right.
But it's really powerful. And then we have Stuck by Praheem And it's basically a romantic comedy of two people. I talked with him in an interview on Picture Lock, and basically a lot of times he said people rush in to doing the most intimate act without even getting to know each other first.
Right, right.
So it's like, what happens when someone does that and then they get stuck together?
Right, right.
So
right,
it's like they actually have to have a conversation. and then like finishing out that section is One Bedroom. Now, this is directed by Darian Sills Evans, who you've seen in some commercials as well. This is a hilarious feature about a breakup between two couples. And I definitely recommend people see it. It's got that Brooklyn, New York, you know, comedy vibe, sharp, witty, everything.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's that block.
Love it.
Yeah. And then next we got We Steal Dylan. I got like it sounds better when I read it than when I say it, but because my southern twang, I can't say we still dealing with this.
Still dealing with this. All right. Gotcha.
But basically,
I like the southern twang, man. Be yourself.
I know, man.
Be yourself, Carolina boy.
There's certain words that like Kyle versus Cal. Like I can't say it. I have to really concentrate.
Kyle. Yeah.
So we still dealing with this.
Okay.
I got it on that one.
You nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, so
what's it about? Now that we've pronounced it.
Oh man. It's for that block.
I try to break you up at least a couple times in an interview, so.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that.
What's it about?
In that block, basically it's about films that, you know, tackle issues in society that we really still unfortunately are dealing with. First one starts off, it's Dishonor. It's directed by Terrence Turner. It's an amazing film. It's about 39 minutes long, but it is one actress who plays six different characters.
Oh, wow.
It's basically kind of, it looks like it's shot in a black box theater. Everything is dark around her. The voice acting is amazing, and it's about female genital mutilation. Mm. By the time it gets to the climax, Jason, you are like, I was cringing. Definitely something to check out. Ghost Me deals with alcoholism. Botanical Black is an amazing film by Britt Fryer, in which basically, you know, all the killings that happen, most of the time, you know, families will order flowers, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is about a florist who, you know, is getting those requests. Can you make this bouquet? So, you
what
know,
an interesting take.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So it's really powerful. And that's kind of like I could go through all of them. But like, you know, it's dealing with those different issues, catcalling or, you know, Black Lives Matter and all these different things. So it's a really good, powerful block. I will give one shout out to Make America Black Again. Now, this is directed by Leon Robinson and Joel Kipnis. Now, Leon, who you may recognize from like Cool Runnings, The Temptations, Cliffhanger, Five Heartbeats, right? So way back in the day.
I haven't thought about Cool Runnings in a long time. Thank you for bringing that one back.
No problem. I think it's like the 25th anniversary.
I think it is. Yeah. Well, it was 93. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride.
Look out, guys. It's push cart time. Yeah, man.
All right.
So anyways, so you may remember this. About four years ago, I wrote this open letter to Black screenwriters. This is the genesis for DC Black Film Festival, right? And when I did that, I heard back from a lot of people. And even in the industry, the blog that entry kind of took off. Leon was one of the celebrities who actually responded and was like, hey, yo, like, you know, maybe we should, you know, come on. Because at the time, like with Picture Lock, I was doing the State of Black Cinema. Mm-hmm. So he's like, maybe me and Robert Townsend should come on. I was like flabbergasted. This is Leon. That's
You're
doing
like,
this.
Yes, you can come on.
And so then to fast forward, you know, I tried to do the Kickstarter, the Hollywood Blackout, tried to raise 30K. That failed. And so then I was like, well, I've been doing Rosebud. Let me start the DC Black Film Festival. So now everything comes full circle, year two, to have Leon actually submit his film, and it's in there.
It just shows there's no wasted energy, man.
Dude!
Even all the fits and starts and even things that failed have all come back around. You know?
Right, exactly. And that's the thing, Jason. I'm starting to learn to enjoy the journey because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that are able to now show their films, and that was like the whole purpose of the open letter and everything. So then closing out Friday night, this is when we're going to do our Making Black Lives Matter Through Film panel, which we
this
did.
This is Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night. We did that last year. We're showing the film United Skates, and that's directed by Deanna Winkler and Tina Brown. Now, this film did well at Tribeca. It won over there. It's doing really well on the festival circuit right now. We're honored to be able to show it. And basically, it deals with how the American landscape is, we're losing our roller rinks, right? Mm-hmm. Like, can you name, where's the nearest roller rink in D.C.?
Used to be, where I was growing up, it was in Braddock Heights, Frederick, but I think it burned down a long time ago. Yeah.
Right. When I grew up, I think it was Skateland USA and Red Ring Rollerway. Shout out to Columbia South CAC. but like, the fact is that we're losing it and them. And part of that is the fact that that is a positive place for people to go to in their communities. Right. And so the film really kind of, it looks at like this underground subculture, but then also what it means for the communities and the people that are really involved. We're going to have Reggie Brown, who's one of the subjects in the film, there for the panel. After we got my man Easy Street from WHUR. He's going to be moderating. Damara Catlett is one of the principals at the Rabin Group. She'll also be on the panel. Dr. Erica L. James, who's a professor at Francis Marion. And Tim Gordon, president of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association.
Tim Gordon.
Exactly. So it'll be a really good time. I'm really looking forward to the conversation that we have afterwards, because I think as filmmakers, as artists, right, we sometimes we don't know how to or like what to do. Like, I'm not a guy that really goes out to the marches. I will if necessary, but I know I could pick up a camera and I could speak a little bit more than, you know, if I'm a number in, you know, the crowd. So,
and you can reach people all across the world.
Exactly.
At various festivals, you know. You
exactly.
Take it on the road.
So. Yeah, yeah. So that'll be an awesome conversation.
And that, I mean, the panel last year was really insightful. And so if this year, if it's any, I mean, especially in the year of, I mean, it's the year of Black Panther, too. So you guys have a ton, ton to talk about.
Oh, yeah. And hold up. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Saturday, we'll get to that because we will have the panel with Sanford Green. So, all right. So let's jump
let's
into
Saturday.
Let's
do it.
Let's get into Saturday.
Day three.
So Saturday morning, we have Girl Power, Daughter and Me block. So one of the things, you know, as I have a little girl at home about to be six, shout out to Ella. one of the things is that I want her to be able to see herself on the big screen. And so what we're doing is a buy one, get one free, where, you know, parents or guardians can buy one ticket and then their daughter age 8 to 18 could get in free. So we're showing two films. One is Queens in Training, which is a short doc by Deanna Del Cielo. And it follows two African-American girls who start to learn how to play competitively at chess.
Cool.
And these two girls are actually, you know, again, in the D.C. area. And then that'll be followed by a feature-length film called The Possibility of Her, and that's directed by William Feigens Jr. And basically within that film, it's showing 12 women of color who are in untraditional jobs. So after that, we'll have Janelle Henry conduct the Q&A. But, man, dude, I'm hoping for all the WTOP listeners, please bring your little girls out. We just want to be able to inspire them.
And what time is that on Saturday?
That's going to be Saturday morning. It starts at 8:55 a.m., but the block is like 8:55 to 11 a.m.
You got daughters or nieces or come in. Sounds like that's the one to bring them to.
Yeah, most definitely.
And Janelle's great, so you know that's going to be great.
Exactly, exactly. And it's early enough where they're already up. You're up. Just come on out. And it should be a good time. And then after that, we have another block, Friends, How Many of Us Have Them? Basically, you know.
I know the song. Yeah, of course.
You like the
I
theme.
Like it. I like it. Yeah.
And it's dealing short films, web series that deal with friendship and the lack thereof. So it's plenty of great films from even like DC, Baltimore filmmakers. Lost Kings, the series, is directed by Terrence Smalls Jr. A lot of the judges said, like, this feels a lot like The Wire, but it has the potential to be even more. And so people should definitely check that out. I gotta say, Cross My Heart by Santanish A. Myers. This is a 14-minute film that deals with a family secret.
I like how you're dancing around spoilers here.
Exactly.
I know how hard it is.
You like that?
It deals with the family secret.
Right. But the way that it's put together is so loving. And again, it's one of those challenging but powerful films.
Yeah.
Shout out to Civic Mind, Adonis Williams. Again, it's a New York film. It feels gritty. It's got that New York vibe. But it's about teenage NYPD volunteer who goes undercover to purchase alcohol, and kind of like that juxtaposition of like, are you being a traitor in your community?
Documentary or fiction?
It's fiction.
Okay,
fiction, but it's dope.
Okay.
Shout out to Blue Diamonds, Patrick House, and Buried by Blake Bynum. He's, again, another filmmaker that's back for the second year. So it's pretty awesome. Then past that, we take a little break because, again, like we said, the Miracle Theater doubles as a church.
Mm-hmm.
But what we'll be doing over at the Capitol Hill Hotel is we're having a free workshop that we're doing in collaboration with Creative Control. And basically, folks can come out. Unfortunately, it's sold out now because it was free, so everybody like scooped up those tickets. But the folks that do attend will be able to learn about copyright, intellectual property, how you can navigate that as like a filmmaker or an artist, which I think is extremely important.
Didn't Tessa Goddard did that at DC Web Fest? I believe they had Creative Control.
Yeah,
a similar service. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. Shout out to Google.
We're giving all our shout outs.
Yeah, yeah. So
we love you all.
Yeah,
keep doing your festivals.
Right. And Otessa as well. So that'll be dope. And then we have a fireside chat with Sanford Green. Now, Sanford is a comic artist. He's been doing this for over 15 years. He's worked for like Marvel, DC, Dark Horse. He's drawn Power Man and Iron Fist, which folks that don't know, that's Luke Cage, right? Mm. Black Panther, Inhumans. So
what's Black Panther again? I haven't heard much about that.
I'm
what is
sure
that
you haven't,
what
especially with the popular category now with the Academy.
Oh, well,
you know,
we're going to sidetrack on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to win that.
Right. It should.
But it should. But then to me, it's like, well, does that mean it's saying it's not artistic enough? No, it is artistic enough. So I don't know. We can table that discussion. But
man, I do want to tackle that because at the end of the day, I do think the way that the Academy is structured, it probably wouldn't receive the overall award whereas, like you said,
I know.
So,
but I don't know. But I worry about it. It's like creating a separate but equal two-tier system where that was. I don't know. I'd almost rather see more representation. Keep one category and then just have more mainstream movies within that. More diverse in that. But then I don't know. I don't know.
No,
we'll see how it goes. But.
And I like what you said, separate but equal. You definitely don't want.
Well, that's what I'm. I use that phraseology on purpose. Like, but I worry that it's we're segregating it into what the art films and the mainstream films, and where it's almost like one is more important than the other, which I don't really think it is. So,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
Don't know.
Right.
And,
right.
And blockbusters used to win Best Picture all the time. I mean,
exactly.
You know?
I did listen to your segment about Rocky and all this.
Yeah, Rocky, Titanic. I mean, they've all over the years they've done it. So.
And you're right. And I think this shakeup at the end of the day in the Academy is going to bring about some good change.
Right.
I think like any shakeup though, we got to go like this first, and then
exactly.
You know. So
can you do that again for the benefit of the people
like
on
this.
The Facebook?
Yeah, for the folks on Facebook.
I love it. Oh, have we get on that again? Oh, you mentioned Black Panther. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, this is a fireside chat with Sanford Green.
Yes.
This will be a great time for like if there's any like comic geeks out in the DC area and you want to get a firsthand intimate account of like someone that has done it and is doing it big, this is definitely something that you want to check out. So again, that'll be over at the Capitol Hill Hotel. So then to close things out, closing night on Saturday back at the Miracle Theater, we'll have The Rise of the Black Superhero, a conversation with Sanford Green. So
nice.
Basically, we're going to show, I think it's about 5 films that deal with, sci-fi, animation, superhero films. And then after that, we'll do the Q&A with those filmmakers and then have a conversation with Sanford. And I think it's going to be really exciting because, like you said, with Black Panther, the CW's Black Lightning, Cloak and Dagger, there's so many different...
Mr. Glass is coming back, too.
Oh, what you call me, Mr. Glass? Yeah. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool how... See, man, we keep getting off
this
subject.
This is what we do.
It's cool how,
this is how we do.
He brought that back with, what
Split.
Was it? Shattered. Or, yeah, Split.
And
Split.
You didn't know it until the post-credits thing, that it was an Unbreakable, I don't know, prequel, sequel, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In
exactly.
that universe.
Man, so that it'll be a good time. There's definitely some really strong, like, one of the things I enjoy the most about running film festivals, again, Jason, is that I feel like I see talent come through. And all of those filmmakers in that block are extremely talented.
They might make the next Black Panther. You never know.
They might. And I just want to say, hey, remember when.
What are their? Give us their names.
We got Royce Adkins. He did The Girl with No Brain. It's a sci-fi. I would say drama, but it's really good. And then we got BPVB. It's an animation by Omar Lewis. And then All Kids Go to Hell by Chaz Bottoms. Now, if you remember, like, kind of like Ren and Stimpy, it's kind of that style. It looks animation, but I mean, talented. This kid is, I believe he's still in college.
When if you remember Ren and Stimpy, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
Stevie's Aliens by Austin Harris. Now, again, I talked with him on my show, Picture Lock, and he just talked about, you know, the influence of Spielberg. And, like, you can see it, the lens flares, everything. But it's, again, like, man, I can't wait to see when he makes this. Exactly, makes it big. And then Funk Force by Desmond Levi Jackson. Now, this one kind of reminded me a lot of, like, old school Robert Townsend films where, like, it's a little, like, it's unapologetically Black. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, the N-word is used all throughout, but yet it's used for a reason, and it's, like, to actually speak on society. So it's
not
really
like Tarantino just
not like Tarantino, but again, like Townsend back in the day, where they would, you know, put us in these situations that feel like everyday, you know, situations that we see, but then they say message, right. It's okay. But yeah, it was so it's a really good one, and that's it for the weekend. I think it's going to be a great time.
Is there an award ceremony or something at the end?
So basically, until, you know, again, maybe year three, we can do like this big award ceremony. So the award ceremony will happen right before our closing night segment. So, yeah.
Awesome. What does the winner get? Is there a certain prize? I know it's not about that. It's just being able to play is the
right
reward.
So we definitely have perks, and we teamed up with a distributor. They're giving 10% percentage off for distributing their films. You got me on the spot. Now I gotta look.
No, it's okay. It's all right. You just come in there you can flash those laurels on future film festivals, and nice for the resume, you know,
say
that you did well at the DC Black Film Fest.
Sorry.
How'd you like that stretch? I was stretching for time.
That was good. I appreciate that.
Good. Now we got the man behind the curtain.
The Stripper, iPitch TV, they all came on to support. And then, it's also, the festival is actually a Black Reel Awards not contender, but basically any of the films that come through could be up for a Black Reel Award. So I'm excited about that.
And remind us how you qualify too, because it's the DC Black Film Festival, but explain, you know, how many you have to have in your crew above the line, that whole thing.
Yeah. So it's really easy to get in. It's just one or more of the above the line crew has to be of African descent.
Which, for the layman, explain what above the line is.
Yeah, so, you know, your actors are lead characters, producer, director, screenwriter. So basically what we wanted to do is create a situation where at least one of the decision makers, one of the, you know, people that are giving the most to the film,
the main creative forces in the movie,
exactly, are of African descent. So it's great because we have, like, you know, film directors of all ethnicities, but, you know, maybe it's the lead characters are African American, and vice versa. So it's a really great way to just kind of promote diversity, inclusion, and unity.
I love it. I assume tickets and everything. What's the plug, the website?
Yeah, so dcbff.org. You can get all the information on everything that's happening this weekend. Get your tickets there. I'm looking forward to seeing folks out.
Anything else you want to say before we bounce?
Man.
Why should our listeners come out? They've heard this. Why should they come there? There's so many festivals and museums and all. There's a million things you can do in DC on a given weekend. Why come out to this specifically?
That's a good question, Jason, because, you know, at the end of the day, like, we all work hard, and why should you spend your money? I think, one, as I said, going back to, one, representation. So for folks of African descent, you get to see your face on the big screen in a way that we don't at many festivals. Like, most festivals that I go to, it's right. like kind of like white stories, or you know, the leads are all white.
Oh, you've been putting up with that going to the movies your whole life, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You said it. Yeah. So, but I think there's something about that representation when you're able to see yourself on the big screen. Gina Davis Foundation, they did a study in 2012, Brave and the Hunger Games, right? And when both of those films came out, girls in archery, there was an uptick.
Yeah.
They asked those girls that, you know, started to join, 75% of them said it was because yeah. of seeing themselves in
I
want to
be Katniss.
Movie.
Yeah, exactly.
So representation is huge. And then at the same time, I think for cultural exchange, I mean, it's a great time to hear and just be entertained with different stories. We all need that escapism with, you know, how things are. And being back in D.C., you know, like I moved to Charlotte, but being back in D.C., like I forgot how political things are here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, no, I'm like, geez, guys, like, we have to talk about
this. We really
this.
Toned it down this week so you could come and, you know, we really, you know, we didn't want any feathers ruffle there.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
No, you came on an insane week. So.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is, after all that, this is great that you're doing this again.
Yeah, so I think that's it, man. It's just about entertainment. Enjoying yourself at the movies. Get out of the heat. It's 90 degrees outside. What are you thinking? Come and enjoy some good films and supporting these filmmakers. You never know, like, one of these filmmakers might be the next Barry Jenkins or Dee Reese, you know? So definitely want to come out and support these guys.
Awesome. Again, it is the second annual DC Black Film Festival, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down on Barracks Row, right near the Eastern Market Metro. No excuse. Easy to get to. Miracle Theater. Again, the man, the myth, the legend, Kevin Sampson.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate you having me. DCBFF.org. Tickets and info.
All right. Thanks, man.